linked to a controversial interrogation program. And a tour bus full of kids returning to Texas from Disney World plunging down a ravine in Alabama, leaving one person dead, the driver, according to a state trooper. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Our cooler than normal March weather will continue for at least a couple of more days. For today, sunshine, kind of breezy, high in the upper 50s, clear, cold tonight. Good chance we'll be near the freeze mark by about dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is a breezy, cool day with a high temperature only in the mid-50s. Another cold one tomorrow night with the overnight low temperature right around freezing by dawn. A little warmer, mid-60s by Thursday afternoon. I think we'll be in the low 70s Friday. Chance of a late day shower or thunderstorm, but a better chance of showers and storms over the weekend. Stay ahead of dramatic weather changes before they happen with our free weather app. It has 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. A Selma woman, Cassandra Jones, being held on $1 million bond. $500,000 for attempted murder. Another $500,000 for shooting into an occupied dwelling. A child was injured in the shooting. Contravius Washington and Adrian Richardson are also wanted for attempted murder. For the second time in a week, Prattville police arresting a juvenile for making threats against area schools. We told you about a 12-year-old girl that was arrested for making two terrorist threats. Now another 12-year-old girl has been arrested for allegedly threatening to shoot up Prattville Junior and High Schools. Police have declined to grant any interviews, though, in regards to this latest arrest. And Latrell Alexander's been arrested. Back on February 7th, police say Alexander was involved in an incident in the 2900 block of Carter Hill Road. He has been charged with robbery, but there were no injuries or property taken in the incident. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell J.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manningpainting.com.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, and we have a buy-a-thon going on. That's right. We're buying your no longer wanted diamonds, gold, platinum, silver, silver coins, gold bullion. Yeah, bring all that bullion on. Yeah, anything you don't want, bring it in. We can remake it, or we'll give you money for it. It's a buy-a-thon. We're going crazy giving away money. Bring in your coins. We'll give you 6, 7, 8 times the value. Buy-a-thon of Marguerite's now in the Peppertree shops near Chappie's. Come see us at Peppertree. Marguerite's.
I hate cutting the lawn. It's like it never ends. You get done, and a few days later, time to start again. And it's getting hotter and hotter. This year, get someone else to do your outdoor chores. Gant Lawn Care. Spring planning, design work, irrigation, drain jobs, and of course, lawn cutting, care, and maintenance. They get their hands dirty so you don't have to. Gant Lawn Service, 430-7886. Competitively priced, serving from Troy to Clanton. Gant Lawn Service. Call them at 430-7886. That's 430-7886.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back in the News and Views. It is, what time is it? 6.5 minutes after 11 o'clock. We have a guest in the studio, but we had people, Steve, I know you're taking care of your contacts there. I'm going to play a call because we've been talking about coon hunting all day, and nobody knows why we've been talking about coon hunting. And so I want to go, and I'm going to set up the call, but Randall called earlier today, and and he had a question about Amazon, and then I said, where did you hear that? He said, well, I was listening to this other radio station. I said, well, that's the problem. You weren't listening to Blue Water Broadcasting. You got fake news, which led to this part of the call.
All the news articles I'm seeing are from February 13th and 14th on that issue.
It was on Sirius, on POTUS radio, on Sirius satellite this morning. I mean, like at 6 o'clock it came.
Well, that's your problem. You're not listening to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Well, it was there before Steve, before Greg come
that's
on.
That's fake news over there.
Before I started trying to, you know, track down Emily, I kind of worried. Man, I was like, great. Dude. I mean, I was honestly worried this morning.
Fear not. You've come to the right place.
I know.
Uncle Baron will get you taken care of. You put your head on my shoulder and let me rub your hair. You'll be fine.
I was worried about Emily this morning, man.
Emily.
Yeah, brother. I mean, I called the bestie and everything.
Well, you know, what's funny is I turned the radio on this morning and I listened for 15 or 20 minutes and I thought, boy, Emily's being unusually quiet. And I went back and forth. At first, I was like, yeah, it's kind of nice. I'm kidding, Emily, if you're listening. But then I had the same thought. I thought, is she even there? So I sent her a text. I said, are you there today? And then she wrote back in a panic tirade that she was not there and she had overslept and she was hustling to get there on short notice. So.
Smart, I guess she's smart. I hadn't got that far to get the phone number yet, so I was on the best. I was like, I sent one text on message. I'm like, please be safe. That's all. You know what I mean? It's all kind of things go through your mind, man. When you got friends.
It's a Tuesday and we got time. It's only 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. Take me through the Emily thing. Where are we on the Emily thing? No, your constant pursuit.
My constant pursuit.
Your constant pursuit.
It's almost like a coon. You ever been coon hunting?
I have never been coon hunting.
Well,
keep in mind, the most rural I've ever really lived is Montgomery. Pike Road. It's kind of rural.
A coon can jump from a tree to tree, cross, you know, go down a creek. She don't want to be smelled. She'll hit the water, and then them old dumb dogs, you know, some of them that even go the opposite way. You know, they think that they smell the heat when they really might not be smelling heat. And they, you know what I mean? And they chase the daggum thing the wrong way. I have chased two dogs myself the wrong way. Maybe I'm just chasing something that ain't there. But. I can't help it. I mean, until somebody puts a ring on it, I'm going to keep chasing it.
Has she talked to you about whether there's a chance? I mean, you remember the movie, I'm not calling you dumb by any stretch, but you remember the movie Dumb and Dumber when she says, you know, he says there's a chance or something. She said one in a million. And he said, so you're saying there's a chance? I mean, have you guys had that conversation?
Kind of, sort of, but not really.
Does that mean she had the conversation and you didn't want to hear it?
I didn't hear it. I don't think I ever responded. That might have been the last text I got from her.
Randall.
All right, so that is how we ended up on coon hunting today. Randall was in dogged pursuit of Emily. And we ended up with a coon hunting analogy. Steve, you ever been coon hunting?
I have to confess, I never have.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. And Jack Campbell hasn't either.
I haven't ever been.
So only one of us in this studio has been coon hunting.
Those are very ugly animals, though. I'd love to kill one of them. If I went coon hunting, there'd be some incentive there.
I can only imagine. What's been going on?
Well,
you were in Enterprise last night.
Boy, that was a big crowd, too. I'm telling you, they put on a marvelous show. They had a good way to do it. They IMC'd and moderated, and we had them all sitting around the Civic Center Enterprise. There were 60 candidates. Every statewide candidate was there, and we actually did Facebook interviews with all of them.
Okay.
And so I don't know how you do that, but we're going to try to find them. And I'm sure the Coffee Can Republican women put on a heck of a show soon.
Yeah, they usually get like a big speaker and all that. I mean, they know how to work those political events.
Well, this is a big year, but she had it figured out well, and she had. I told her, I said, that's the best way to do it. I hope the other counties. I'm going to moderate the one in Montgomery on May 5th.
Is it a
Pat Wilson is in charge. I think it's going to be at MACAO. What is that?
Montgomery Area Council on the Aging?
That's where it's going to be then, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I just got the text email over the weekend. But I didn't know what MACAO was either. She'll have a good show, too. Pat Wilson does a good
job. Now, we've had the Montgomery Area Council on the Aging people on the air. Where are they located that they have a candidate
aging?
For?
Aging?
It's MACAO, whatever that stands for.
MACOA.
Isn't that it?
Montgomery Area Council on Aging.
I've been there for a speech before. I don't know. It's downtown somewhere.
At the Activity Center, probably.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They have a fundraiser every year,
but I didn't know it was. It'll be a big venue. Montgomery will have the best one. It's close to election, too. But all these candidates are going to these forums. They go into all the counties.
It's a waste of time.
I think it is, too, but they go.
Why do they go?
Because they talk about you if you don't.
That's exactly right. Jack's right. The local people get offended if you don't show up. And they had 300 to 400 Coffee County people that came through there last night.
Yeah.
It was a good crowd. They did a good job.
For 400 people, maybe.
Was Governor Ivey there?
She was there, and so was Tommy Battle. So was Scott Dawson was there and did a good job. And then Lieutenant Governor had Rusty Glover and he was the only Lieutenant Governor candidate, but had all the Attorney General's race candidates, Alice Martin, Chess Bedsoe, Marshall, and, Troy King was not there. He's from Coffee County, though.
I don't think he's worried about the Enterprise vote. I think he's got it.
Yeah, I think so. And then let's see, there's Ziegler was there. I mean, all the congressional candidates except Martha Roby were there.
So funny Martha didn't show up.
Wow.
Surprising.
That was the group that told her not to come back, you know.
Yeah.
They did not. They said you're not welcome at our club last year. They haven't welcomed her back at all.
Wow.
Well, I think she's got this. I think she's got the same sort of policy with the Pike County Republicans and the Houston County.
And on Talga, didn't they boo her?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Houston County where the woman just dressed her down?
Yeah.
It was Houston County. You're right. Yeah, who's going to win that race if you had to sit
here today? Well, I don't know. It's too early to tell. The only thing I wouldn't count her out because of that Washington money.
Yeah.
I don't think that. That the Washington money, it's such a crowded ballot.
Yeah.
That, you know, the average person will go in there and say, well, you know, I've heard of her, you know, and that's.
Let's just assume she's going to spend $1.5 million. What does someone have to spend to be competitive?
I think $500,000 probably beat her.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think she's vulnerable. I think she's vulnerable. But Bright's got some name ID.
Yeah.
He's got an organization. He had the same.
How was he treated last night?
Very well.
Good.
Very well. They like him.
Well,
he's from that area.
What about Rich?
Rich Hobson had a very big presence.
Yeah,
he's from there.
Yeah, Rich is a good guy, too. We interviewed him on there.
With Hobson's shirt on.
Yeah. I do like the majority of the people running. Barry Moore's from down there,
too. He had a big crowd, too. But I think Hobson has as many people as a hometown boy as Moore did.
Well, Rich's mother used to be real involved with the Republican County Women.
Well, I saw her last night. She came up and I met her. He brought her over.
Who's the head of that Coffee County?
A lady named Sue Newman. She does a heck of a job.
I can't stand her.
I can't either, but she does do a good job.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's a good lady.
She's a little bit of an establishment woman. But you know what? She's breaking with the establishment on that race because she's a big Mary Morgan.
I don't believe it.
That's good. She's for her local person.
Yeah.
You know, I guess.
I believe she's for Martha, but she's acting like she's for Barry.
Just because
she has got a son running for sheriff.
Skip.
And didn't she have. Oh, Skip Newwine's running for sheriff?
Yeah, Skip Newwine.
Oh, my gosh.
When I was driving down there, there were signs, one for one man named Lister Reeves and one named Amy Reeves. And I said, certainly a husband and wife aren't running against each other for the legislature for Moore's seat, but one of them is running for a clerkship and one of them is running. I met Lister and I asked him, and I just casually asked him, I said, well, you name for Lister Hill. He said, well, actually, Mr. Flowers, I was. But he knew nothing about Lister Hill.
Really? Oh,
come on.
I gave him the history of Lister Hill.
And yours was probably more colorful than the...
Well, now, Lister Hill had a heck of a career. I mean, you know, he's a legend. But this man was named for him.
Well, how about that? Let's take a break. 272-9228 if you want to get in, have a question for Steve Flowers.
Jack Callen probably remembers this to him. He's so damn old.
Barely.
I want to ask you specific questions about specific races.
Yeah, I like
because there are some interesting issues bubbling to the surface of some of these races.
I like that.
Including some early attacks being lobbed. I want to see if what people are saying about it. And kind of move up and down the ballot a little bit.
I remember John Sparkman, too.
I do remember Sparkman.
We'll be back.
Like me getting a little senile then.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What do you want in a top-notch dry cleaner, Madam Fuss budget?
Well, let's see. Quality work, perfect pressing, spot removal, fresh-smelling clothes, friendly, helpful employees.
You just described Worth Cleaners, who offers everything you want and, just for good measure, won the Montgomery Advertiser Best of the Best Award.
Do they offer same-day and next-day service plus drive-up?
They do, and text message you to let you know when your order is ready, and you can keep your credit card on file for even more convenience.
So, Worth Cleaners does it all. Dry cleaning for your fine clothes, laundry for your casual wear, and wash, dry, and fold for your household items.
Really, what more could you want? The best quality cleaning, really fast service, friendly, helpful employees, and they get you in and out with lightning speed, and Worth has two locations. 125 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, and 7825 Vaughn Road, or call 277-6431.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Shirley, it's your one-year review.
I'm Doris, and it's my five-year review.
Right, so profits are down.
Dave, you just got a huge bonus.
Says who?
You, in an email to the whole company twice.
Look, it's not about me, it's about you. How are you doing?
Fine.
Great, I think we're done here, Dennis. Next!
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, Lynn, got any plans tonight?
Yep, treating myself to a free meal thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
How about this weekend?
Oh, I'll be enjoying my free hotel room, also thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
Okay, how about next month?
Well, I'm taking a free trip to Aruba, thanks to...
I know, Wind Creek Rewards. I get the picture.
No, wait, it's not you, it's just...
Wind Creek Rewards, the games you love and the rewards you want. Sign up today at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, Lightstream. Because with Lightstream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Over at Cole Plumbing, I want to remind you this hour of the program is theirs. They are generous sponsors of hour number two of this program. And they do it because they support intellectually honest, philosophically consistent, locally owned, local talk radio. Local folks helping local business. That's the Blue Water motto, and we believe it and do it on a daily basis here. You don't believe us, call Cole Plumbing. Call some of our sponsors. Call 4 Healthy Pets and see how much business comes in because we recommend them here on the program. And it works. Advertising truly does work. Cole Plumbing is an example of that. And it's a partnership. It works both ways. We appreciate it, too, as do they. But, you know, we don't just recommend them because they sponsor. We recommend them because I've used them, and they do a fantastic job. These guys, they're professionals. They've got experience, 40 years in the business, locally owned, family-owned company. CC Cole. We actually had CC Cole on the program one time, Jay, if you remember. You remember? Really? Yeah, he called in.
Oh, he called in. Yeah, he sure did.
He called in. Said,
you want to redo the call? I can be Mr. Cole.
Yeah,
if you want to.
Mr. Cole, how's it going?
Okay.
How's business?
Stinks.
You got big plans?
Nope.
Okay, thanks for calling. That was CC Cole. He's a man of very few words. Man knows the plumbing business. Maybe talk radio is not his gig. That's okay. James Cole does a good job on talk radio.
He does. He's chatty.
He's very chatty. Good caller. Good when he's in the studio. Go by Cole Plumbing, 1142 Coliseum Boulevard. If you're a master plumber, journeyman plumber, want to get involved in the plumbing trade somehow, Cole Plumbing will help get you set up in the right direction. And if you just need good old-fashioned plumbing services, no matter how big or small, give Cole Plumbing a call. 279-8919. When you have trouble with your bowl,
on Cole.
Got Steve Flowers in the studio. 84 still in the studio.
I got a question, Steve.
Go ahead.
What are people saying about Martha Roby in the 2nd District?
Well, that incident 2 years ago has not subsided. She's got some problems, and Bright may be the one to beat her. That's the only congressional race in play. I don't know how to call it. I think that we said earlier, I think the Washington money will stay with her.
Yeah.
Because that's just a rule in Washington they endorse and supply money to incumbents. So she'll get that incumbent money. Now, Bright's smart enough to know that if he were to risk some of his own money and beat her, he could get it back.
Yeah.
You know, so he's in a position to do it. Now, I'll tell you one thing. We mentioned this earlier. Hobson and Moore are running a good campaign, especially Hobson. He had a heck of a crowd last night. Of course, he and Moore have roots in Coffee County. But
right.
If Moore had an organization, it was in the Wiregrass.
Yeah.
There's a Moore organization, and you can see
you're talking about Roy Moore, not Barry Moore.
Roy, I'm talking about Roy Moore, who is Hobson's heir apparent in that organization because he was part of putting it together. And, but there's a Roy Moore machine. It's not pronounced, but it's there. And you can see it in certain yard signs. I've noticed over the years in Houston and Dale and Coffee County where you'll see people who have had Roy Moore yard signs, they have Hobson yard signs.
Yeah.
And so there's a little secret vote there. I wouldn't count Hobson's vote out too much. I don't know that he wins, but I think it's some votes there.
If you want to get in, have a question for Steve Flowers, 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in.
What about the AG's race? You're any interest in that? Because that's, to me, more of a spirited race.
I think it's the best race on the ballot. That and the Chief Justice Supreme Court race between Lynn Stewart and Tom Parker. They both were there last night, by the way, and are working hard.
On that AG's race, did you see the pot shot that was taken after Troy King?
I saw that picture, yeah.
Do you think any of the candidates had anything to do with that?
I don't know that. I just know that I don't know that it resonated. The talk I hear is that Bright can beat Roby or somebody can beat Roby. The Marshall has not come out of the gate well. I think that race is a Troy King, Alice Martin race. And I would suggest Alice Martin may be in better shape than people think she may. She goes everywhere. She's running a good campaign.
She doesn't have any money.
And she's tough, though. She's a tough.
She's a good campaigner.
Yeah, she is a good campaigner.
I hear. Now, I don't know. Yeah.
She's run a couple of times.
Well, I've seen her live, and she's very impressive live.
Yeah, she is.
Incredibly impressive.
And she's very tough and very very disciplined. But King comes out of the gate with I've seen some polling data on those races. On that end, Lieutenant Governor, and what I've seen is Troy King's around 27, and she's around 9, and Marshall's around 7, and Chess Bedsoe's not scratching. Now, Bedsoe is definitely going to have to spend some of his own money to get in that game.
I think Bedsoe will cap out around 4-5%.
Unless he spends money, and I'm not convinced that he and Ainsworth spend that kind of money that they talk about.
Take me through the Lieutenant Governor's race. You've got Twinkle Cavanaugh, Will Ainsworth, and Rusty Glover. Well,
if you see some polling numbers, if you think King being ahead 27-9-7 in the Attorney General's race is something, Twinkle, the poll I saw has her at around 40. And the rest of them in single digits.
Yeah,
I mean that's right now that race is over.
Yeah, I think it's a moral stranglehold.
Unless one of them, and then Rusty, I don't think has the money, even though he's a heck of a nice guy. But I think Ainsworth has personal money, and if he spends it, he can be a player. But he thinks $1 million gets it. I think it'd take two to get even with her.
I think it might take three and a half.
Right. I think you're right.
I mean, to overcome 30 points statewide,
and that's what
in the
I
middle
saw.
Of a contested race all over the place.
Man, she's not gonna have. She's not gonna be barren of money. She'll have a little money.
Oh yeah, she'll have money. So you going through it, you think Alice Martin and Troy, you kind of put your money on the two of them?
I would. I'd put Troy leading that race. But now...
You kind of got it as a toss-up between Bobby Bright and Martha Roby.
I do. I think that... But I wouldn't... something tells me Hobson... Maybe I just came out of Coffee County last night where there were a lot of Hobson T-shirts, but I think he may have a little built-in organization from the Roy Moore thing that may come to fruition.
And what about the governor's race?
What I'm hearing in that race is that it's Kay's to lose, but she could lose it. And we were talking about this earlier on the show. Kay is moving very slowly and very elderly.
Yeah.
And if they don't have somebody stay with her closely, there's no adage in politics that her support is what I call a mile wide and an inch deep.
Yeah.
If you do a poll, she looks great. And if you held the election right now, she wins, and she could win without a runoff right now. Because battle's still not known. He hasn't spent any money. The one thing I keep hearing in the last 2 weeks, if you want to hear anything I'm hearing, Scott Dawson is catching on a little bit. The evangelical candidate. Everywhere he goes, he has such a high energy level. Everywhere he goes, people seem to gravitate to him, and he could be a surprise in that race. I don't think Hightower was a factor. But I think that...
supposedly, Hightower has a lot of personal money, but I don't think he's going to use it. I don't know. I really don't know why he's in this race.
I can't figure him out.
I can't either.
And don't know him very well.
But the people in the legislature say he's very smart, very respected. I just don't know him.
Get acquainted race because she's not going to run in 4 years?
You know, I think the idea of get acquainted is overdone.
I do too.
Acquainted was familiar when you could not succeed yourself. That's when it came into play.
Let me ask you a question, and then we've got to take a break. Then we got plenty of phone calls. We're going to get to all of them during the segment here. But I look at the lieutenant governor's race, and as you say, the race is basically over. I mean, Twinkle's up 30-plus points. She's got, you know, over $1 million, and there's no way Will Ainsworth can raise and spend $3 or $4 million. It's not going to happen, I don't think. So just assume that race is over. Will Ainsworth, in 6 months, they're going to start campaigning for a U.S. Senate seat, an open U.S. Senate seat on the Republican side for 2020. That race will kick off in about March or April of this year.
I agree. I think it's already kicked off.
It may have.
Brooks is telling folks in Washington he's running.
Well, and I think there's some other people already. I don't want to
Brandon
doubt
Burns
them.
In it.
Yeah. And there's some other people I think have said Robert Adderholt
maybe
may
Martha.
Be in it.
Yeah. Unless she loses.
Well,
she could lose.
So you've got that open U.S. Senate seat in 2020. You've got an open U.S. Senate seat if Richard Shelby decides not to run in 2022. You're going to have, if Twinkle wins and Kay doesn't run again, you'll have an open lieutenant governor seat because presumably Twinkle would run for governor.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have an open lieutenant governor seat, an open governor seat because Kay will be vacating it. I don't want an open Secretary of State seat because John Merrill will be term limited. I don't understand why a guy like Will Ainsworth wouldn't hold on to his money, use this to sort of build a base, develop some county chairs in the different counties, stay engaged, and then 6 months later, you can raise some federal money for the U.S. Senate seat, and you can convert federal money to state money.
Yeah, that's what he should do. I think he's, if he wants, he's a young guy, he's got a great future.
Yeah.
I like him. He could do a good, that's what I would do if I were he. And I wouldn't make it nasty either. I wouldn't make any enemies. I'd just run a clean campaign because the only reason to go negative if he sees he can win.
Yeah.
If he sees he can't win, you're just making yourself look like a sore loser.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem when you're down 30 something. If you're down 10 or 15 and you go negative, well, that's because you're fighting. You're down 31 or 2 and you go negative.
It looks
why?
Futile. It looks futile.
Yeah.
I think everybody that says they're gonna. You know, the rumors that you're running because you want to set the tone for next. I think once they get in there, they get bit with the fever.
Yeah.
And get the fever and they want to win.
Yeah. Could be. Steve Flowers, our guest, 84's in the studio. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman with you, 34 after.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our cooler-than-normal March weather will continue for at least a couple of more days. For today, sunshine, kind of breezy, high in the upper 50s. Clear, cold tonight. Good chance we'll be near the freeze mark by about dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is a breezy, cool day with a high temperature only in the mid-50s. Another cold one tomorrow night with the overnight low temperature right around freezing by dawn. A little warmer, mid-60s by Thursday afternoon. I think we'll be in the low 70s Friday. Chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm, but a better chance of showers and storms over the weekend. Stay ahead of dramatic weather changes before they happen with our free weather app. It has 10-day forecasts, hourly forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, and more. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
I knew I needed hearing aids. It got to where I couldn't hear half of what people were saying. But the price of hearing aids today? Thousands of dollars? I couldn't afford them.
If the high cost of hearing aids is keeping you from the life you want to live, we have good news. Now there's a company that makes great hearing aids that real people can afford. Advanced Affordable Hearing. Advanced Affordable Hearing's rechargeable hearing aids start at thousands less than most hearing aids. You get crystal clear digital sound processing, automatic noise reduction, all the leading edge technology that captures the frequencies most people with hearing loss need to hear. And since it's rechargeable, you'll never pay a dime for batteries. Order today and you'll receive the USB charger absolutely free. That's right, free. Rated A-plus of the Better Business Bureau, Advanced Affordable Hearing has helped tens of thousands of people hear better. And right now, get a free USB charger plus free shipping when you buy Advanced Affordable Hearing's rechargeable hearing aid. Just call 1-800-325-1829 to get this special offer. That's 1-800-325-1829. 1-800-325-1829.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman, and our moving sale is winding down, so hurry for our amazing discounts on fabulous mattresses, beds, headboards, power lift chairs, and adjustable bases. By the end of the month, we should be moving back to our permanent showrooms, and these true discount prices will be gone. We have hundreds of factory-fresh mattresses and beds discounted, as well as every floor sample in our temporary location. My Millbrook location is also selling off many floor samples at crazy low prices. Memory foam, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses must go fast. All normal sizes, including many twin long mattresses. Please, when you visit us and find something you like, buy it or it will be gone. I really don't want to move this stuff, so I'm begging you to come get a great deal on mattresses, beds, headboards, pillows, and adjustable bases and make this old man's life a whole lot simpler. We're on the Atlanta Highway inside the bypass across from Faulkner and on Highway 14 in Millbrook next to the Citgo. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr. Sandman,
bring me... Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job bringing home $350 weekly, Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500, all rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
It seems like everything runs on computers and networks these days. I worry all the time. Are we backed up? What happens when we go down? I can't fix it.
Relax. Bachelor Technologies is there 24/7 with a team of engineers that will keep your network monitored, safe, efficient, maintained, and backed up. Bachelor Technologies at wearebt.com equals peace of mind. We worry about your network so you don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technologies.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in. Have a cup of coffee and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. C546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callen, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Minutes till the top of the hour. Midtown Pizza Kitchen wants to feed you. Midtown Pizza Kitchen wants to feed you. And they want to do it on Sunday. kids eat free up there on Sunday, and beer is
that's where I was going to. I heard that yesterday.
Yeah.
I know where I'm eating lunch.
4 p.m. They don't open till 4. You can eat a late lunch, dinner.
I'm eating lunch at 4 o'clock Sunday.
Half-price beer, and they got 16 beers on tap. They got some really good
beers. You going to take those lumbernecks up there with you?
Cheers, yeah, man.
Hey, they can eat cheese pizza. Knock it out of the park. Hey, but Midtown Pizza Kitchen is so much more than that. The special this week was so complex, and it had a wine sauce and sautéed chicken and vegetables and all kinds of stuff in it.
Yeah.
I can't remember what all was in it. It's over rigatoni.
Peppers and tomatoes.
Peppers and tomatoes and all kinds of stuff, man. It's chocked
full. White wine sauce.
Chocked full of good stuff. They got that. They got that award-winning pizza. AL.com declared award-winning pizza, the best pizza here in Central Alabama. So go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. There are two locations. It's easy to get to. High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in Montgomery. I'll slow down because I get my number one complaint about this radio show is people can't find Midtown Pizza Kitchen. And that's good, because it's not content, Jack. They're not complaining about things you and I are saying. They're complaining that they can't find Midtown Pizza.
Well, let me tell you exactly how to get there.
It's on the backside.
You turn at the light at Malone and Zelda, where the red light is, mm-hmm. that goes into that shopping center. Yeah. And you go straight. Mose is on your right. Vaporcraft is on your left.
Yeah.
You make the turn to the left when you either have to go left or right. Go left. And it's going to be down on your left.
Yeah, but don't turn in front of it. Go around like you're going around to the back.
Right. You keep going straight. You don't go like you're going to Egana, whatever they call it now.
First watch. But you take a left when you can't go any further straight, and it's down there on the left. Because it's around the backside.
Just roll your window down.
Smell the garlic and sautéed onions. You'll get there. Steve Flowers is our guest. We got some telephone calls for you, Steve. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Ethel.
Yes. A few years ago, there was a poll. Well, not a poll. It was a voting record. And Bobby Bright's voting record was actually more conservative than Martha Roby.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I'm pretty sure, yeah, I know he did it. Bobby voted against Obamacare. And he voted against that. How much was that stimulus, Barron? $700 billion?
More than that. I don't remember.
That was just wasted.
Yeah, he voted against that.
Wasted.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's disappointed
all that
was us.
Would pay back.
Yeah, she disappointed us.
Yeah, right. So he's not a liberal by any means. He's conservative. He would have won that race had he not run as a Democrat. It was a close call, I think. He was tempted to go.
Well, he wanted to run initially as a Democrat. He told this to the Republican Executive Committee in Birmingham. I wanted to run as a Republican, but they wouldn't let me. So what do you mean they wouldn't let you? He told me. He said Bob Riley told me I wasn't going to get support of the GOP if I ran as Republican because they had Jay Love in mind.
I think that's accurate.
So
I think that's very accurate.
He tried.
The next thing I wanted to ask, how is he pro-life or pro-choice?
Bobby?
Yes.
Almost assuredly,
Bobby. Yeah, pro-life. He's pro-life.
I can't imagine he's not.
He was part of that Blue Dog Democrat.
Yeah, we'll have him on and ask him, but I can't imagine.
Yeah, Ethel, you can call when he's here, but I'm almost 100% sure he was pro-life.
Wait a minute, I
got a brochure that I read, because I got Rich's here.
Yeah.
I got one. Yeah, he said he got a 100% voting record with the National Right to Life organization.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Another thing about Martha that concerned me, she turned on Trump like a dime.
Like a cobra.
And I just wonder if that's
never
come back to bite
either.
Her.
Well, it's
never
cost her some of these organizations, some of these local county organizations.
It cost her 32,000 write-in votes in the election 2 years
Correct.
Ago.
Correct. It did.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, Ethel, these have been good points. I appreciate you making them.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
All right,
see
thanks.
Y'all soon. Bye.
272-9228, quarter till. Randall?
Hey, how y'all doing, folks?
No coon hunting stuff.
Mr. Flowers, how you doing?
Fine. Good to hear from you.
I guess it's kind of, I mean, my point, they fixing to reconstruct the food stamps, whatever program. I mean, they fixing to do an overhaul, and that ain't really something that you can just bulldog, I don't believe. Is that any kind, does the state have any say in that? And if so, who is, what seat is that looking at? Like, who would be finessing that deal on a state level? Do they even fool with it? That comes straight federal and the state don't get no say?
It's federal.
It's a federal deal. I don't think we can set parameters on that kind of stuff.
Okay, I didn't know if they got in, you know, would be in a meeting, and I mean, just whatever they say goes then.
I think the feds just kind of, they may block grant some of that money for the state to use. I don't know how that works.
Okay, all right.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, man.
272-9228. You hear anything about the state legislative races at all?
There's some good ones around the state. Not many. There's a lot of talk about there being 22 open House seats and 10 open Senate seats. But quite frankly, most of the leadership of the Senate and House are coming back unopposed or with token opposition.
Yeah.
I mean, every leadership position in the state Senate, beginning with Jabbo Wagner's rules, Dale Marsh is president pro tem, Greg Reed is majority leader, rules chairman is coming back, Jabbo's rules. The only opening is, and leaders like Jimmy Hawley and Jim McClendon and Clyde Chambers is becoming a leader.
Now, Jimmy Hawley's leaving, isn't
he? No, he's not.
Good for him.
I saw him last night. He was there. Now, Dial's leaving, and Dial and Hawley are good friends, and they'll miss each other. But the entire leadership, I mean, and the chairman of Arthur Orr, one of the budget chairmen, are back. And the same's true in the House. Both budget chairmen, Steve Klaus and Bill Poole, are back. McCutcheon, the speaker's back. Ledbetter, the young majority leader, is back. I mean, there's not any turnover in the House as far as leadership. Mike Jones has come back as rules. The only opening foreseeable will be the chairman of F&T with Trip Pittman leaving. And I had a visit with Trip Pittman at a reception the other night, and I like him. He's very independent. But he says that he perceives his race for the U.S. Senate as being a get-acquainted race.
He's going to run again in 2020?
I think he runs for something else, and that's probably what he runs for. Or what I think he may acquiesce in doing.
Run for Bradley Burns' seat if Bradley runs for the Senate.
That'd be the logical race for him.
Yeah.
And he was stronger down there than he was anywhere else, obviously.
But surprisingly, he lost that area.
Yeah.
I think he finished third
down there.
That was a surprise in that race. Yeah. So that's not a good sign.
Who won it, Luther?
Luther cared that area.
Yeah.
He cared Baldwin and Mobile County.
And you know, I was in Point Clear not long before the election. There were a ton of Doug Jones signs in some very ritzy.
Well, that, he cared all
yeah,
of them.
Yeah,
he cared every over the mountain box in Birmingham.
They didn't like Roy Moore.
That's a snooty establishment area.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, every over the mountain house race in, suburban over the mountain district in Birmingham went for Doug Jones.
Yeah.
And it emboldened Democrats to field candidates in that race.
I know, but it's still a plus 30
state.
It is. I mean, these Democrats, they're going to run into a buzzsaw. I hope the National Democratic Party wastes another $20 million here.
I think they will in those races if they think they're going to win those house races in Jefferson County or. Even Jim Carnes has opposition. Yeah. Danny Garrett's the only House member in Jefferson County is not unopposed.
Yeah. That's a lot of foolishness out there. 11 minutes to the top of the hour.
I like Danny Garrett.
I do too.
Steve Flowers joins us, 84. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman in the studio. Got a full house, not a microphone to be found.
Once upon a midnight, dear, you woke with something in my head. I couldn't escape the memory of a phone call and of what you said. With a parting gift, I could not believe my eyes when I saw through the thoughts of a trusted friend who needs to humor me and tell me lies. Yeah, humor me and tell me lies. And I'll lie to and say I don't mind. And as we see it, so shall we.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Prattville Carpet is so glad it's springtime that they're having their Mohawk Spring Sale all month long. Come by and check out the huge discounts they have right now on tile wood, vinyl plank, and carpet. Plus, receive interest-free financing for 12 months with approved credit. Be sure to like them on Facebook for a chance to win $400 of in-store credit. Plus, check out all the details on the Mohawk Spring Sale. These offers are only good for this month, so stop by today. Prattville Carpet in Prattville on Copsward Road.
Stop the sun's rays from causing havoc in your home or business. Solar Protective Film's window tinting blocks over 99% of the sun's intense UV light rays from peering in your room's windows and causing menacing heat, glare, and damage. Solar Protective Films will block the glare, the heat, and sun fade, ruining your ideal living or workspace. Maximize your room's interior and exterior view. Visually add modern curb appeal while upgrading your privacy and security behind your glass doors or windows. The right tin shade filters in a naturally soothing light while immediately making your home or office energy efficient and climate controlled. Privacy, security, storm-proof protection, and a shield from harmful UV. See the many options and let us personalize an SPF window tinting solution for you at solarprotectivefilms.com. That's solarprotectivefilms.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount. You're only one shade away from gaining the many benefits of home or office window tinting. SolarProtectiveFilms.com.
The greatest show on dirt is back. PRCA Extreme Bullfights every night, along with Montgomery's own funny man, Trent McFarland. For ticket and event information, visit SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO2.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
It's been said, we can judge the heart of a man by his treatment of animals. In 2017, the River Region Humane Societies served more than 15,000 homeless pets. Please join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Montgomery Subaru and Montgomery Eye Physicians, to collect badly needed supplies to benefit the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. Drop off items such as blankets, rubber toys, cleaning supplies, and dry or canned pet food to one of our sponsors. Help make a difference in the life of a needy pet by giving to the Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies with Paw It Forward. Our station website has more information. Paw It Forward from Montgomery Subaru, Montgomery Eye Physicians, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Join us on location today at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road from 1130 to 1.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In the road, time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go.
Don't forget about our folks over at Cole so Plumbing. 279-8919, 279-8919. You can check them out online, coleplumbing.com. Generous sponsors of hour number one, or excuse me, hour number three of this program. And they'll be standing by waiting for your call at 279-8919. When you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
Steve Flowers joins us. I just fended off a sneeze in the middle of a live spot. So I feel like I've accomplished something here today.
You know, Baron, we were talking about off the air before we got back on about...
No, don't tell you everything.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, careful.
The, two of the best open Senate seats are here in the River Region.
Yeah,
I mean, so. The Republican seat of Brubaker that's being run by Rhonda Walker and Will Barfoot, and then the seat of Burkett and John Knight. And as we said, John... looks at that as an advantage. He gets to see where the money, where the votes were cast, and it's a rebound. And
why the hell did KIV do that?
I think you had to have a certain date. You had to have
it. It was already set.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been 3 months from now.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Oh,
you
could have used a special.
No.
I wouldn't even have had a special.
No, there should have been no special election.
I agree with you.
Because this guy will never serve. David Burkett will never serve in the Senate. He went and won a race that cost money to run. She's been lousy at setting special elections. She cost our state $16 million for special election to give us a Democrat senator.
Right.
I know. She should have left it right where it was.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Anyway, I can tell you Senator Shepard wishes she had. I went to the State of the Union.
I heard he was real upset about that.
He was. I tell you, he wanted Luther so bad. But it was so weird. I went to the State of the Union with Senator Shelby, and I looked over there and saw Doug Jones sitting in the Democratic thing. That was so weird to see an Alabama senator over there with the Democrats.
Yeah.
It was just weird. He was sitting next to Bill Nelson, which I guess is the closest
Florida. Yeah.
For the Democratic thing. You know, everything, it was so interesting up there. It's done by seniority. I was flattered and appreciated Senator Shelby asked to be his guest. He only had two guests. His wife, Annette, did not attend. But I was seated on the front row of the thing with, and seated next to me was Chuck Grassley's wife and Patrick Leahy's wife.
Oh, Lord, and I love Chuck Grassley.
Well, he's great. And his wife was such a sweet lady, a farmer, they're farmers from Iowa. And I asked them, I said, well, why are we sitting where we're sitting? He says, don't you realize that we're seniority? Chuck Grassley is the leading seniority member of the United States Senate, and Patrick Leahy. So even seating assignments for the State of the Union, and sitting next to me down the row was Phil Bryant, the governor of Mississippi. He was sitting in Stan Cochran's seat. And so it was all, and I realized I'm sitting where I'm sitting because Shelby's third in seniority in the entire Senate.
That's,
everything in the Senate runs on seniority.
Was what shocked me was how they, even the protocol of where you were sitting.
Yeah.
Was, you know, because why would I be sitting next to Chuck Grassley's wife and Patrick Leahy?
Let me tell you, you could do worse than be sitting next to anybody related to Chuck Grassley. I really think the world of that guy.
He looks to be in good shape.
Yeah, he could make it another 10 or 20 years.
You know what's so weird about that thing? I'd never been to one before, but I watched it on television, and they stand up and clap every time a bird flies over the Capitol, you know. And finally, I told Miss Grass, I said, Miss Grass, I'm tired of standing up, and I'm a big guy. I can't sit in this seat much longer. She said, let's just sit down and clap. I said, this dude, she's about 80 years old, you know.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and I'm not young, and I'm big. And I said, I'm tired of standing up every time they say a bird flew over the Capitol.
Well, I understand why the House and Senate does it, because they can be seen from down there. But
yeah.
I don't understand why the gallery.
The gallery stood up. I mean, I said, I'm tired of this. I'm not standing up anymore.
You know, if they're recognizing somebody in the gallery, then the camera's going to pan up there. You need to be up and clapping. You don't want to look like a spoiled sport. Yeah. You can tell it was an old football injury when you play football.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Did you like seeing Trump making the State of the Union speech?
It was okay. He made the best speech I ever saw. But what I did watch, I was sitting very close to his wife, fairly close to his wife where we were seated. And you could tell she wasn't too pleased with him. I think there's some problem in their marriage. I don't know that. I'm not trying to spread rumors.
He just got caught doing a porn star. What do you expect?
I mean, she didn't clap or stand up or anything.
I understand. You know?
Well, she was sitting with some of those.
Yeah, things are a little stormy in the White House right now. Yeah.
She was sitting with some of those military folks that he recognized. And
When she knew the camera was on her, she was up and smiling. But look, I mean, you know, all is not quiet on the White House front right now. But, you know, nobody went in and voted for Donald Trump because they thought he was a moral leader of civilization.
I don't think so.
No. I mean, you went in and voted for him because you liked his economic policy, his foreign policy, his America First policy.
I don't think she likes being First Lady, I tell you that. I think she'd rather be on Fifth Avenue shopping.
I think she, you know, honestly, if it was up to her and the Secret Service would let her do it, I think she'd stay in Trump Tower.
I think so.
And she may have a body double. You remember that old story where they thought they made up something and she may go on and do her own thing and have a...
Well...
Do you know one thing that was noticeable?
I don't know if there are two of them that look like that.
She had on a white pantsuit, and one thing that's noticeable, and I guess I shouldn't admit this being a man, but her figure is very small. She's a very skinny woman.
Yeah?
I guess models are that way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's the one thing that was obvious.
She's a good-looking woman.
I hope it was winter white that she was wearing.
I think it was, but it was...
It might have been more of a bone or a cream.
That's what I'm thinking. Ivory.
Ivory. Mm-hmm. More of a soft eggshell.
It ain't Easter yet. You better hold them white pants back.
84, appreciate you coming by.
All right, I enjoyed it.
We got to do it again.
Do it more often.
We do need to.
Always a pleasure, Steve.